From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, July 27th, 2010. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
This week, we look at the past few months' worth of acquisitions and divestitures. Among the companies involved are large companies with household names like Nokia and Facebook, and other ones only known in smaller circles, including NextStop and Photoscience. We offer our scorecard after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Erdos, the Earth to Business Company. Erdos helps organizations harness the information of the changing Earth for greater advantage. With our industry-leading desktop and server solutions, you can tackle every step of your geospatial data processing workflow with ease and speed. Experience it for yourself. Try out Erdos Apollo, our enterprise data management and delivery solution, by visiting demo.erdos.com.
All right, well, boy, we've got an awful lot of people acquiring other people in the past couple of months, and I thought this was a good time to sort of review those acquisitions. And I want to do this chronologically. So we're going to start on July 7th, which wasn't all that long ago, when we learned that Hexagon had acquired Intergraph. The transaction was valued at $2.1 billion. And Intergraph, it is said, will operate as a separate Hexagon division under the Intergraph name and branding, and it will become Hexagon's core software platform. So was this a surprise, this acquisition for you, Joe?
No, not a surprise at all. I think since Hexagon was the buyer, that makes a lot of sense. So the only surprise was when. When Intergraph was taken private by the capital management companies, the whole idea, I think we all speculated at the time, was that eventually one or more of the divisions would be sold off. Hexagon, being in the metrology or measurement business, was making a play for Intergraph's broad engineering product line. And so to me, this is one of those moves that is, I think, well positioned, and I think it's going to be somewhat successful in the end. I would refer people to some of the questions I asked of Intergraph when the announcement was made of the acquisition. They don't say a whole lot, but you can read a little bit more into their answer.
This really sounded like a really good acquisition for Hexagon, which is clearly building out of its metrology core into geospatial and acquiring, I mean, the fact that it owns Erdos, the fact that Intergraph's platform, while frankly I think it's a terrific platform that has matured over the years, is not getting as much use as it might. This is a good opportunity to take full advantage of that. Now, whether the Intergraph platform is actually going to get pushed into the Erdos technology, that one I'm not sure about, but this really did seem like a smart move.
Let's be clear about what this is. This is not just a shot across the bow at Esri. This is take aim, fire, and shoot. I think that what Hexagon has done is they're going to try to put together two organizations, Intergraph and Erdos, with Leica hanging out there on the side, to approach, target, take over, however you want to put it, some of the emerging markets for geospatial technology. I'm talking about China, I'm talking about Southeast Asia. Some of that was mentioned in the press release, but this is a full-out attack on the major companies in the geospatial market. And if they can make the integration work for the technology platforms, the GeoMedia platform, the Erdos platform, it's going to be one of those things that we're going to be watching in the next couple of years.
Right, and I think you said something really important that we need to make clear about this acquisition. This is a worldwide, global, gigantic move. This is not a local, we're looking at one or two countries to expand to kind of deal.
Absolutely, and what it provides to Erdos, for example, is all of the things where Intergraph is now present. It's in the utility space. It's in the local government space. Even though I think Erdos has had presence in those markets before, it's one of those things that makes sense. In addition, if we're looking at the imaging market, and we know that remote sensing is pretty hot right now, it offers Intergraph and Erdos the opportunity to make some cross-platform integration where Esri has already made this commitment to ITT Viz in adopting their toolbox into ArcGIS 10. So I'll just reiterate, this is a take aim and shoot move at the image processing side, merging with the GIS side of the whole business.
Okay, well, let's move on to a different kind of acquisition where a big giant company, Facebook, acquired a little small company called NextStop that I had never heard of. And this is more in the LBS social kind of space, but it's an interesting one. And NextStop is a group of ex-Google folks. And just to give you a sense of what that acquisition was about, and the folks from NextStop said in a Q&A that pursuing our mission to help people discover the world around them was something that could be done with greater impact and scale as a part of Facebook. So this is perhaps a small company that was designed specifically to be acquired. Whether they really want to be acquired necessarily by Facebook is unclear. But this is sort of another step for Facebook in trying to move into this location-y kind of space and to take off, which they've been very slow to do. There's been lots of word about Facebook getting into location, but it's really not happened.
Yeah, and I think this is one of those next step moves, evolutionary moves, whatever you want to call it, for social networking. And because Facebook has been a little bit behind the curve on location-based anything, this is their dipping their toe in the water and acquiring a company that has some technology or at least some visualization, a little different than what we've seen in the other social net landscape. So what they come out with eventually, I think, is yet to be determined because we don't exactly know how they're going to get this. But it looks like an interesting play in the market. NextStop has some unique visualization and finding tools.
Right, and this is very much in the Facebook way of doing things. They buy little small companies before anybody has heard of them and then try to integrate them in. And I think maybe what they were looking at getting at here was a tool to build out this list of places, which is sort of something that you have to have if you're going to do any of these kinds of checking in or find me the nearest cool places kinds of things. So it sounds like everybody playing in this space needs to either build that database or acquire that database. And I think they're sort of doing both by getting the technology, the people.
So you think it's more of a move towards, you know, getting something like a Foursquare into their stall of things to do with Facebook?
I think it's partly that. And I think they just have a different mode of operation where, unlike Google, that pretty much buys technology and then puts it out with its own name on it. That's sort of right. What it did with Google Earth. That's what it did with Dodgeball. Facebook doesn't do it that way. They get the people. They get the smart people. They put them in there. They spend some time, and then something comes out sometime later. So it's a different use of acquisition, I think. So they may not fully know what they're going to do with this stuff, but they may have felt that we better jump in and buy this company before somebody else does.
Yeah, and they're such the leaders now with social networking that, you know, they can wait. Like they have the advantage of waiting before they bring something out.
Back in April, we're going to sort of jump back and forth here. Back on April 9th, we learned that Nokia had acquired Metacarta. In fact, we did a whole podcast on why Nokia might have done that. And then on July 12th, we learned that Nokia had sold off Metacarta to a company called Cubase, except that it was keeping the geographic intelligence technology. And that left a whole lot of people scratching their heads, myself included. And when I followed up with the folks from Metacarta, they made it clear that what had really happened was that Nokia was keeping the technology, but really selling off the enterprise group, the consulting group that supported the existing users of Metacarta, which makes a whole lot of sense because Nokia is an end user, consumer kind of company, and they don't want to be bothered with that other stuff. So they're going to have sort of another company take care of it. And Cubase is going to be sort of a value-added partner, a consulting kind of relationship with Nokia.
Right, and as somebody said in our comments on All Points blog, you know, what's left to sell if you're not keeping the IP? Is it the furniture or what? So I don't know how much business they did in their consulting end, but it didn't seem like Nokia was giving up a whole lot.
No, and it was kind of a special niche that needed to be taken care of. And I think what it really says about Nokia is they're drawing the lines pretty clearly around what it is they do and what it is they don't do, which is, I think, always a wise move. Now, on July 14th, while many people were at the ESRI user conference, word popped up that Apple had bought another geospatial company. It had acquired PlaceBase about a year ago, and now came word that it had acquired Poly9. That's a company that has technology for 3D visualization, sort of akin to Google Earth. Again, like in the Facebook NextStop acquisition, everybody's heard of Apple. Poly9, not so much.
Here again, what the heck are they doing with Poly9 and PlaceBase? They made the acquisition, like you said, over a year ago, and nothing yet has come out from Apple about what they're doing in location. We can speculate all day long whether this is going to be Apple, eventually it was going to be Apple's play to combat Bing Maps, Google Maps, whatever. And maybe, yes, once again, they have also the luxury of time to wait, but not too much longer. They're really, really behind in terms of what they're going to do with location, whether they're going to put out another an Apple Maps, the iMap, whatever they're going to call it. But what are they going to do? And they're just late to the game. And I've been a critic of Apple when the iPhone first came out, not having the GPS chip in there. Yeah, eventually they made up the difference. But here again, if they're going to do something, they better do something fast or they're going to be at a competitive disadvantage.
Right. And there's been lots of speculation about exactly what this is for. And my sense is, the more I think about how Apple works today, is that it's got to be, whatever they're going to offer is going to be a developer play, right? It's all about the apps and having, you know, all these people jumping on top of each other to try to get their application into the Apple store. So I think what they're going to build is some kind of platform, and I suspect that it's going to have to serve all of the different kinds of development that people need today, which is everything from building a simple mashup to augmented reality. And with the two technologies that it has right now, they're in a pretty good place to start. The one thing that they don't seem to have right away, again, is that database of places that we just talked about. So that'll be, if there's another acquisition to come, maybe that's what'll be coming down the road for Apple.
Well, that's an interesting thought about whether they're just going to put out a platform for apps that for people to build apps that go into the App Store. Although, you know, I'm not sure I agree, just because of the number of apps that are already there that have that are location aware.
The reason that I said it was more likely to be a developer play is, can you name a piece of software that Apple has written that has been the killer app, especially for the iPhone, for the new platforms?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's a good point. Yeah,
I don't even think it's this new FaceTime, which is the visual calling kind of solution. Yeah. I think they've really made it in the developer platform business. So,
right.
We'll see. So that one, I'm less sure about that one, I think, than I am about all the other ones, just because we know so little about how Apple operates. Do you give that one a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Boy, I don't know. I'm halfway up the scale. You know, I'll give it a 5 out of 10.
Okay. Now, the most recent acquisition happened just last week. On July 22nd, we learned that Photoscience out of Kentucky had acquired HJW Geospatial, what I knew as Hemin Jensen Wallin back in the day. And this is an interesting one because they're both imagery capture delivery kind of companies. And when I look at this acquisition, it just smacks of geospatial, because Photoscience is in Kentucky, HJW Geospatial is out of Oakland, and Photoscience had just opened an office in Colorado Springs. And when you're in the flying business, you've got to have the planes and the cameras nicely distributed to support all of your different clients, and I think this is very much a geographic kind of thing. And to be very clear, unlike our global discussion about the Intergraph Hexagon deal, this is much more about the United States market.
Right. And it's also maybe a play to expand into the LiDAR business. LiDAR is really hot right now, and having maybe more of a national presence for photoscience is what they're looking for, and serving just a broader community. That's what it looks like on the outside, that like you said, a U.S. presence, but maybe expanding into I think, the LiDAR market, since that's so hot right now.
Right, and trying to stage and gather equipment and planes and cameras.
Yeah, and this is you see a lot of these smaller companies positioning themselves around now in geospatial, just to take up the slack of the smaller work. I know that's not the right way to say it, but there's lots of business to be had out there in the infrastructure market, and it seems like this is one of those plays.
Okay, so it sounds like we're thumbs up on the PhotoScience acquisition.
Right. Sounds like it's a good move.
I tend to agree with you. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
This podcast was brought to you by Erdos, the Earth to Business company. Backed by more than 30 years of experience working with geospatial data and expert users like you, Erdos is still shaping the future of the geospatial industry with cutting-edge products like Apollo on the Cloud. All the power and speed of Erdos Apollo Professional are now available in a monthly subscription service with no hassles, no commitment, and upfront pricing with no surprises. For more information, please visit www.erdas.com. That's www.erdas.com.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com or leave a comment at Directions Magazine or All Points blog.
Yeah, we're really excited also to announce the complete agenda for the Location Intelligence GeoCloud Conference. We've got some great presentations, not only from the geospatial market, but from those such as Salesforce.com and Amazon Web Services. So you can see the complete agenda online at www.locationintelligence.net. Location Intelligence GeoCloud will be held September 22nd in Washington, D.C. at the Museum's Knight Conference Center.
Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.